This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch is at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida right now as he pursues the questioning of Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year sentence in Florida. After taking a significant dip 2 weeks ago, the number of weekly jobless claims fell again last week.
Employment analysts were anticipating a rise in first-time filings for jobless benefits. Instead, the figure slipped by 4,000 to 217,000 altogether. That's the lowest since April, the sixth consecutive weekly decline. Economists say companies are in a no-hire but also no-fire mode.
ABC's Jim Ryan. United Health Group saying today it is under a Department of Justice investigation. The healthcare giant covers more than 8 million people and is the nation's largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans. Tesla shares are shrinking after CEO Elon Musk said the company could face a few rough quarters as it transitions away from selling cars and more towards self-driving cars. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The body of a woman missing in La Crosse on Sunday was found Wednesday. La Crosse police said that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. The Houston County Sheriff's Office contacted the La Crosse Police Department at 10:28 Wednesday morning. In a statement, the La Crosse Police Department offered condolences to the woman's family and said that they are awaiting an autopsy report while they investigate the death. Hines had last been seen Sunday morning.
A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold. According to a post on Facebook Wednesday, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold next month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting his business. Future plans for the 46-year-old building are unknown. The final Friday night fish fry will be August 15th. A farewell party is scheduled for August 16th from 3 until 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. Nordic Lanes is located on Highway 14 on the northwest side of Westby. A bipartisan bill is up in Congress from two Wisconsin representatives. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation NSWEEP with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation NSWEEP, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January of 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The bill wouldn't be up for consideration until after Congress takes its fall break. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy. We'll drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
Next, we celebrate democracy and what can make it stronger, what reforms are needed. I got all-star guests for the entire show. This is going to be a special one, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, coming to you live from the Civic Media World headquarters here overlooking State Street in downtown Madison. We got Calvin Butenoff back in Racine at Radio Park, manning the board. Dom is also here in Madison, making sure we don't break anything.
They're either the board lords or the board. No, it's the board lords.
It's the board lords.
Darn it.
Yeah. Dom, you're now a board lord, too.
Yeah.
Yes, you can always join us at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 15 minutes, the wakeboat controversy continues in Wisconsin.
It is
a big thing.
I didn't know it was a thing, and then it became a thing, and now it's a bigger thing.
It is a bigger thing. So I would love to hear your opinion on this. If you live on a lake, I know a lot of folks do.
Would you say that this thing is causing waves?
I would.
Thank you.
Make him happy.
I made Dom put his hand on his face.
Make Greg feel good.
Nope.
Over that.
Let me. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That was...
I'm here all week. I'm just actually here today.
Don't miss it. Wakeboating, rather. We'll kick that around in about 15 minutes. I would love to hear your opinion on this. A lot of people hate him. A lot of people do not like the wake boats. So we'll kick that around. After 10:30, we're going to talk sports with probably one of the hardest working sports reporters in the country, Mike Clemens, who lives on the road. He's on the road all the time.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever called him when he is, and he says the following words. Hey, Greg, I'm at home.
No,
never.
He's never at home.
He's always in his car.
So we're going to be talking to Mike. He's up at the Packers training camp, mm-hmm. which is going on this week. So Mike will be joining us after 10:30, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the underwear edition.
Mm-hmm.
So stick around for that. Did want to talk about Medicaid fraud. It's a big concern.
All these people
ripping off Medicaid
ripping
so
off
that people who deserve it can't get it. Yeah, we found a big fraud case.
What's their name? I'll go to their house and knock on their door.
Miami Duo.
Oh.
Sentenced in $20 million healthcare fraud scheme. $6 million in assets have been seized. A Miami couple sentenced in a sweeping healthcare fraud and money laundering case involving, and we've heard this before,
mm-hmm.
fake medical claims, illegal kickbacks, some luxury buys. Well, you know.
Everyone needs a
third
boat.
Yeah, a boat, a nice villa somewhere. the U.S. Department of Justice said federal agents have now recovered more than $6 million in forfeited assets from this couple. One sentenced to 9 years in prison for conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud. Her ex-husband gee, they didn't make it through this. Those, those crazy kids, what a shame. They couldn't survive. Her ex-husband got a three-year sentence for conspiracy to commit money laundering. She was a registered nurse.
Yeah. I mean, I have to imagine that to perpetrate a fraud on this level, you can't just wake up one day, me as Greg Bach, who has nothing to do with the medical industry.
And don't know the systems.
Don't know the system, don't know any people, nothing. Is it impossible for me to do it? No, but I would have to find people in the industry. And yeah, if you are a nurse or a doctor, you already have an in. You have the ability to access and understand. Because one of the biggest thing, well, the biggest thing about Medicaid fraud is the coding.
Yes.
The medical coding that's involved in getting the payment from Medicaid is, you know how to do that. That's half the battle, in my opinion. I have to imagine, like I said, I don't know anything about medical coding. I certainly don't know anything about Medicaid fraud. I've never done it. But we always hear this narrative, Jane, about all these people, Jane. All these
lazy people. Lazy, they just people don't want to work, Greg.
On their butts, not working.
Yeah.
Video games. They watch 6.1 hours of television. And
which, in case you missed it last week, somebody picked that out of the sky. Some Republican said
RFK Jr.
Oh, it was Bob Jr. Yeah. I mean, people who are not working on Medicaid are watching 6.1 hours of television. Where they got that number from, I would love to know. Mm-hmm.
And it always bears repeating, that's not to say that individuals aren't finding ways to game the system.
Absolutely.
But when we look at massive amounts of fraud, when we look at massive amounts of money, this is not, you know, this is not me at home in my basement clicking a button saying, there we go, get more Medicaid. For one thing, that's people. Okay, this is where we need to talk about the narrative of Medicaid in the first place. People do not get a Medicaid check.
Right.
You are not getting money from...
We're not sending checks to individuals. That's not how Medicaid works.
So what they're saying is lazy people on Medicaid. Well, oh my gosh, they're going to the doctor so much on the... This is not like unemployment insurance where, yes, you could probably game the system on that and you're going to get money directly deposited in your account. But these are people who have medical coverage. And the physical money, what we're talking about here... It's through the businesses. They're the ones, and they're the ones doing it at tens of millions, if not billions of dollars.
Big numbers. This nurse was also the owner of ProMed Healthcare, came up with a scheme that filed over $20 million in fraudulent insurance claims from 2019 to 2023. The clinic falsely billed for all kinds of things, braces, therapy sessions, mental health services, many of which were never provided. Investigators, when they started looking into the medical records, they were filled with typos, identical patient quotes, copied across dozens of files to come up with these fictitious patients and these fictitious treatments.
You have to build a network. It's not just pressing a button.
It sounds like it's a job.
I'm gonna, yeah, right?
Really, it does, though. It's, you know.
I mean, and let's use the reference also of now senator, former governor of Florida,
Rick Scott,
who was the CEO of Columbia HCA and stepped down because he was involved in a multi-billion with a B dollar Medicaid fraud where they had to pay the government back $1.7 billion.
Billion.
And the activity included inflating diagnoses, offering kickback to doctors who offered referrals, and filing, wait for it, false cost reports.
No.
That's how you do it. And again, whenever those who want to cut Medicaid want to paint the picture, they always do it with the brush of lazy Americans.
Yes.
Taking your money, taking away yours. You've earned this. They're takers. You're a maker. When really it's these CEOs and these companies that are doing it. They are the giant perpetrators of it. And
a lot of times they walk away. Rick Scott walked away.
No, they he had to sign a check and he had to step down. Oh, boy, that's called justice.
The head of the Florida Democratic Party says Rick Scott is saying Democrats are committing Medicare robbery when, in fact, he is the ultimate Medicare thief.
Mm-hmm.
He lost the right to accuse Democrats of raiding Medicare when he oversaw the largest Medicare fraud in the country's history.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lie.
No. It's not a lie.
That's not a lie. That happened.
Yep, that happened. And nobody went to jail. They got to settle, write a check. Everyone went home to their big houses. That,
right.
By the way, those big houses partly paid for by you and me with our Medicaid money.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would like to say we're talking about this because you, the listener, don't ever give into the narratives that they try to make where they try to pit you against Americans. When we talk about able-bodied Americans, they love to say able-bodied people on Medicaid. Well, if you do literally half a Google search, able-bodied people on Medicaid usually means these are people who have jobs. I think about 67% of able-bodied people on Medicaid under the age of 65 are working.
Yes.
They have a part-time or a full-time job. And those jobs, guess what? Don't offer quality healthcare or offer no healthcare. In the case of another company, big company that gets lots of tax breaks, rhymes with Schmalmart, they tell their employees, go on your state Medicaid program like Badger Care.
So we don't have to pay for it.
Exactly. So these are folks who don't, these are folks who are working. And they don't want a, quote, handout. We want them to have good health care. We want their companies to say, we're going to spend a little extra money to take care of our people. But that's not the case. So instead, what those who want to cut Medicaid do, they say, well, it's lazy Americans who are ruining your life, and we need to cut. I'm sorry. We need to save Medicaid.
That's what it is.
We need to insure Medicaid.
Right. That's what it is.
It's all just about the wording. It's all about making it sound nice and comfy for you. When, in fact, your Medicaid's getting cut, period.
But I think you make a really good point about othering other Americans.
Yep.
And this relates to the Epstein files as well. I would imagine that most of us agree, no matter where you are in the political spectrum, that the rich and powerful should be held to the same standards as the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Instead of getting their own entirely different justice system, which is kind of what it feels like.
Absolutely, because they have we now live in a society where not only do companies have the monetary funds to pay off a settlement, they work it into the agreement that they don't ever have to even take responsibility
or admit any wrongdoing.
There's
which is amazing.
No jail time. No. And this all, I mean, this goes far back before it, but really the thing for me that opened my eyes was the economic collapse of 2008, where only one person out of hundreds of bad actors.
And he was some low level nobody, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Went to jail.
Yeah.
He didn't orchestrate this. But no one went to jail for it. And not only that, the companies who orchestrated it, the companies who were a part of this, got money from us, got our money so they could buy a 12th boat.
The Miami Herald reported at one time that Rick Scott had said he would have immediately stopped his company from committing Medicare fraud if only somebody told me something was wrong. The Miami Herald says there were warnings in the company's annual public reports, which Scott had to sign off on as CEO. Again, it's the whole, oh, I didn't see the tweet. I didn't get the report. I don't know what it said. I'm so busy. I don't know. It's not my lane.
It's not my lane.
It's not my lane that I should be overseeing to find out if my company is facilitating Medicare fraud.
Oh, my God. We just let it happen, too, Jane. Like, as an American people, we are so inundated with news and our own lives. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to say it like it's a blame thing. I'm part of it. But this thing of we're so outraged right now. We're so upset about it. But tomorrow we have to deal with something else. So we can't even go back to it. And that's what they count on. They count on our lives progressing forward. So therefore, we don't have to say, hey, what happened to that person who bilked Medicaid for tens of millions of dollars? Why aren't they in jail? Instead, they're like, I got to pick my kid up from soccer practice. But that's why we have these conversations, because these have knock-on effects on our Badger Care system, on our government.
Yes. Tony in the live stream says, hey, those wealthy people paid very handsomely to fund their own judicial system. You are not wrong, Tony.
They got their own school system now. They're getting their own judicial system. Maybe we should just get them a private president.
How about their own country? When we return...
It's Mars.
Wake boats. Controversy continues. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. Calvin is back at Radio Park in Racine running the board, and Dom is here as well in Madison helping to make sure we don't break anything before Todd Alba gets back. He's on the road. Todd's in Green Bay today.
I love when Todd's on the road.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Also, Calvin quickly corrected it. It's not the board's lord or the board lords. It's the lords of boards.
Oh, the lords of boards.
Which I would invest in that that skateboarding group. The lords of boards.
The lords of boards.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll get them some board shorts.
Oh my! Can you imagine Civic Media skateboards?
All we'll put the that kids. On our, we'll put that on our merch list. We have a list.
Yeah, we'll. No, no,
no. We wanted to talk. Mike Clemens, by the way, is going to be joining us. Civic Media's hardest working sports reporter on the planet, along with Chad Holmes.
Yeah,
who loves
and Jimmy Cuska.
And Jimmy Cuska. We have such hardworking people in our news department and our sports team. But Mike Clemens is up in Green Bay as well for a Packers training camp. He is going to join us after 10:30 so we can talk a little sports. And I'm sure the Brewers will come up as well.
10-2 victory last night against the Seattle Mariners.
Speaking of the Brewers. Tomorrow is Free Ticket Friday, so if you would like to see arguably the hottest team in baseball right now, you need to download the Civic Media app. So what's going to happen tomorrow, starting with Pat Kreitlow at 6 a.m., Pat will give you a keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app. Greg and I will have a new word for you from 9 to 11, mm-hmm. then Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. Same with Todd from 2 to 4 and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. You want to text in that keyword via the app, and then you're going to be in the running for a four-pack of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers in club-level seats. They're good tickets.
Those are comfy seats. They're cushy seats. There's carpeting in the hallways. There's a bathroom that other people in the stadium can't get to.
Special bathroom privileges.
You can walk past the suites and see them living the good life with barbecue and beer. I wanted to make it also, this is, if you win, not only is it all those things, if you like this kind of competition, it's the July 30th game against the Chicago Cubs, who are now in second place.
Oh, that's a good, that's going to be a north hot side. Game.
Yeah, so July the 30th, that will be the game you get tickets for. They're non-transferable. You have to be able to go, but keep it locked here tomorrow for free Ticket Friday.
Yep.
And get that Civic Media app.
Yeah, make sure you download the app. It is absolutely free. Not going to have a lot of time to spend on this, but this is from Paul Smith in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin residents renew petition to DNR on decontamination for wake boats. Hmm. We talked about this about a month ago.
Yes.
And not everyone likes these wake boats that produce these great big waves. So you can get pulled behind them and be in inner tubes and stuff like that, I assume. But it causes problems with shoreline erosion.
Yes, yes.
That is one of the concerns. The other concern, you know, we've all heard about the zebra mussels.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's concern because a lot of folks with these wake boats will take them to different lakes.
Yes.
And now they're worried about the possible transport of invasive species from lake to lake.
Well, I see billboards all over the state, especially when you head west of I-94, and then if you go up north, billboard specifically saying clean off your boat before you take it somewhere else. Make sure it is whistly clean because the transfer of those invasive species can have detrimental effects on the water.
Effects.
And I mean, yeah. Also just on the environment to begin with. So I don't have that problem, Jane, as I am not boat rich.
Okay.
I am boat adjacent in many situations.
We are both boat adjacent.
But yeah, this is a very important thing, and it's an important topic, and I feel like it deserves more attention.
Well, again, if you live on a lake or if this has affected you, and I know there's a lot of discussion about it, you can always join us and give us your opinion at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. With no statewide action to this point, town boards have been enacting local ordinances on the wake boat issue. At least 54 Wisconsin towns do have artificial wake ordinances. And again, because of shoreline erosion, and it can be problematic, especially for smaller lakes, I think, where there's not a lot of motorized activity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just not... It needs to not be seen as people on the lake getting upset about boats. It needs to be seen as what it is having long-lasting problems for the water, for the shorelines, and that affects the homes too. As the shoreline erodes, we've seen those videos of major floodwaters coming in and eventually just taking houses away. Yeah. So yeah, there needs to be attention on this topic. There needs to be a solution to the problem. And you need people to have buy-in as well. And just understand that when you're, you know, it's just like when you're camping out in the forest, you got to leave it how you found it and just treat it with respect.
It would be nice. If we all did that.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be great? As it stands, boats that are moved right now from lake to lake without being completely drained are violating state laws kicked in 2008 to prevent the transfer of invasive species. This petition wants an emergency rule to amend it. And they want to have people do thermal decontaminations of their boats. That, I don't know, if that's between $35,000 and $50,000.
What?
To thermally decontaminate your boat? That's a lot of money.
That is science above my head and understanding as far as like why that would be necessary. But also, a boat is already a very expensive.
It is an expensive proposition.
And just because you own a boat doesn't mean you are rich either. Maybe this is something you were given. Maybe it's something that you saved up for. So tacking on another $30,000 to $50,000 is something that people aren't going to want to do.
They're just not going to do it. Hopefully there will be a different alternate solution. Yes. Jenny on the live stream also says, one of my goals in life is to make friends with folks who own a boat because I'm not rich or crazy enough to own one. That's why you need boat adjacent, Jenny. It's the way to go. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A package of bills in the U.S. Senate seeks to help lower costs for working families. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that childcare workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in childcare will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy, will drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then the Overture Center's Tim Sowers joins me to give us a preview of upcoming shows. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
When I think you're coming here in 2019 and then coming into this season and how your coaching staff has been together now a couple of years, and the roster is kind of coming together, you spend some time this offseason thinking about what's left. I mean, you've learned a lot, right? But how do I get to that next step?
I think that's what we're always hunting, is trying to figure out how to get everybody to elevate. Myself, our staff, our support staff, and certainly our players, because they're the ones out there going to play the game. So that is at the forefront of our mind all the time.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have Sweet Calby back in Racine manning the board at Radio Park. And Dom is also here in Madison to make sure we don't break things before Todd gets back next week. Todd is in Green Bay today. That clip you heard was Mike, our very own Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports reporter, who is on the road. He is in Green Bay for training camp, which is underway, and we're trying to connect with him right now. You can always join us if you want to talk some sports balls, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Going to talk a little sports.
Absolutely. I believe Mike is calling through right now, so we're just waiting for him to be put through the line. And one of the things we will be talking to him about will be the Red Hot Brewers. And also the fact that, I mean, every year it's always the same. It's, for me personally, football's done, and then all of a sudden football is here.
It really doesn't seem to go away for very long, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's also the same with like basketball. Basketball's finished, and then boom. And speaking of boom, we have Mr. Mike Clemens on the line right now. Mike, how are you doing, sir?
Okay, I'm watching players ride the kids' bikes into practice, and then they start off practice inside the Hudson Center. Then they run their secret plays, you know, like the Statue of Liberty and the flea flicker and that kind of thing. And then they'll be out in practice for about the next hour and a half, 2 hours on the Ray Nitschke practice field.
There is really a lot of excitement, even though this has been going on for decades and decades and decades with the players riding the kids' bikes. It's still a huge thing.
Yeah, you know, I get some people, and I understand this, when I say, they say, where are you going? I go, I've got to go to Green Bay now. I'll be there till Labor Day, training camp. They go, oh, my God, football? I'm just getting into summer. I know. But, you know, training camp used to be like 6 weeks long with two-a-days and things like that. But when you have this long season, it takes that long to get these guys in shape to evaluate who's going to make the team. And I try not to overdo it in terms of the coverage, because I get people right now are excited about the Brewers, and they should be, or going to water ski shows in the Dells or whatever, you know. But,
right.
But the fact is, for these guys, football's underway.
Absolutely. And it's sort of like school too, where you're like the kids are out of school. It's back to school already? My God, it's just July.
Well, and it almost sounds like you have to ease them back into learning, right?
Yeah.
You have to ease them back into football a little bit.
Yeah. And they have these collective bargaining agreement where they're trying to protect players and extend their careers so they can make more of those NFL checks. And so, you know, they don't put on the pads until after 4 days. And we was just talking to LaFleur about this. I said, what do you try and get done in these 4 days with just helmets and shorts and no pads? And he says, I want to train these guys, particularly the new ones, on how practice is going to be for the rest of the year. So that when they do it like an 11-on-11 scrimmage, when they're like playing football, first of all, this is the first opportunity now as a coach you can let these guys go 100% at full speed. But secondly, you know, you don't end up on the ground. You don't touch the quarterback. And so you have to sort of teach those habits so you have good, clean practices. And then you put on the pads next week and you follow the same thing. Don't kill my quarterback. Don't put my running back on the ground.
Yeah.
But wrap up, right? So you get into a good practice that way. And it's a good dress rehearsal for the padded practices next week.
And in non-practice news, though, the Packers have unveiled a new locker room at the stadium.
You know, Greg, I can't think of a better term because I'm an old guy. It's very Tron.
It's very Tron.
Yeah, there was a show in the 80s called Tron or something.
Like, I remember.
Bike thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it was a movie. It was a movie.
Starring Bruce Boxleitner and Jeff Bridges. Yes, absolutely. Love it. I love that movie.
So we go from like this old wood, you know, a heritage kind of feel to, you know, the deck of the Starship Enterprise or something. And here's the funny thing. A guy about a month ago tipped me off when I was up here at a meeting. I said, so what's it going to look like? And he says, oh, Mike, he says, it's amazing. It's got LED lighting. It's got, you know, for the electronics, you know, if you're in your locker room, you can charge your phone. You can, you know, your other electronic devices and blah, blah, blah. And so I told that to the PR guy in the Brewers clubhouse, and he looked around and said, oh, you mean like we did a year ago, which is exactly the truth. The Brewers did the same thing, but at the end of the day, it's much brighter lighting, which what? Helps us out on the TV side, right?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and that's
yeah,
a,
yeah.
And that's the thing, Mike, is I am not – go on.
This, you know what? The other guys that have this stuff, like Giannis and those guys, in the Bucks locker room. So it's and cushioned seats, little things like that that just make it easier on sore legs, sore ankles after a game, after a long practice.
Well, that was the thing I was going to add. You know, that makes sense. I mean, to maximize comfort and just whatever, make it feel more homey. But I was going to ask, because I'm not a football expert. I am not a locker room expert. But I was wondering, all of these improvements, as you said in the notes, it was $21 million to do this. How much of this new locker room is going to guarantee victories? That's what I would like to know.
Well, you know, sexy new locker room, but guess what? It doesn't change what you have to do in order to get there, okay?
Exactly.
It's not going to be sexy in the practice field tomorrow, I guarantee it. So enjoy your comforts in here, but I'm still going to be, you know, the same demanding guy on what you do on the field. So, you know, don't let this stuff, don't get comfortable with this, okay?
Yeah.
Because what you're asked to do is going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be painful. You're going to break some sweat, but, you know, that's what you're here for.
He just doesn't seem, and I know the head coach, he doesn't seem mean enough.
I got news for you, Jane. Matt LaFleur has grown into the role of alpha male here.
Has he? Yeah.
And part of it, this is not his first or second year, and he's learning from Aaron Rodgers. This is his seventh year, and he's on the clock now. And oh, by the way, the guy who hired him retires tomorrow.
And wow.
A sheriff in town. Now, Ed Policy has been with this company now, this team, for 12 years, and he's been there through all the kinds of ups and downs and stuff. Post the Super Bowl win, when Aaron Rodgers led the team to Super Bowl 45. But Ed Policy, it's going to be his ship now, starting next week. And when we asked him, at Civic Media, we got into a little circle of some interviews to meet the new guy who's been here all along through the building of Titletown. And you ask them, hey, by the way, Brian Gutekunst, the GM, and Matt LaFleur are both on like 2-year contracts. So, you know, this is about the time you start talking about extension. He says, yeah, we'll revisit that at the end of the season.
Don't worry about that. Let me do my job.
No, Greg, it's more of a, we'll see how this season goes before we
go.
He said, you never let a coach go with just 1 year left on their extension because you make them a lame duck, okay?
Yeah, but that makes
essentially,
sense.
Essentially, what's best for the organization, what's best for the team, let's see how these guys perform this year, and then we'll talk about whether or not we're going to renew them the next 4 or 5 years.
If you're just joining us, Mike Clemens is our guest. He is one of Civic Media's many sports reporters who essentially live in your car. I give you a lot of credit for all the coverage that you do, Mike, because you are on the road a lot. And you are in the, you're in Green Bay now until Labor Day, so you're going to be staying with training camp. But there are other, there are other things of import as well.
Well, I was just going to, before we move on to the, my love, one of the things too is you discussed was the, you know, what do the Packers need right now that will get them to where, I mean, we got, we, it seems like the team is in order. They seem like they've got their vibing. Matt LaFleur, as you said, is in seventh year. Jordan Love isn't the rookie new guy. So what do they still need to get to move that team forward to playoffs, to possibly the Super Bowl?
They brought in Josh Jacobs at running back from the Raiders last year, and he was just tremendous and also has become a leader. And after they lost to the Eagles, he says, you know what? We need a number one receiver. Now, even though they took Matthew Golden as their first-round pick, to me, Greg, the biggest thing that has to happen for this team, offense, defense, and special teams, is the fact that Jordan Love's got a hookup with Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, and Romeo Doubs. Those three receivers going into the third year, that's where the production needs to come from. That's where the connection needs to come from if these guys want to get to the next step and closer to a Super Bowl.
All right. I will keep my – I mean, this is an exciting team. Like, now that the Aaron Rodgers years, that's been shaken off, you've got this great, vibrant team, new leadership in the front office. It's going to be a very exciting season, and it's just kicking off.
Yep.
Football, for better or for worse, folks, is back. So
it is back.
Let's move to the Brewers. I mean –
hottest team in baseball, baby.
I mean, Mike, I was having conversations with some of our other sports guys here, and we were just sort of saying, well, I mean, and granted, the season's halfway through, and anything's up for grabs, but I didn't expect to see the Brewers with the best record in baseball and sweeping the Dodgers twice in 2 weeks. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
It starts with the GM, Matt Arnold, and his scouting department, and where do they keep on finding these 23, 24-year-old pitchers? I mean, Mike, starting with the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, at 103 miles an hour. And then some of the development they've had with some of the pitchers that they've had there. So that's made the big difference. The other thing is that, is the way Murphy is coaching them. And in terms of, like, you know, don't strike out. Just do anything you can to get on base. Wear out their pitchers. When you get on base, you've got younger guys that are still speedy and can steal bases. And when I was going to the Dodgers clubhouse every night that they had that series where they got swept, you know, by the World Series team. And Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, told me, he says, Murph is doing it right. He's got that young club. They're stealing bases. They're tough to strike out. They're not making mistakes. And they're a tough team to beat right now. But the other thing is Pat Murphy. I mean, you know, there's definitely this huge void in the press box, in the clubhouse, with Uecker no longer there.
Keep
it light and make jokes. By nature, and not by his trying, just by who he is, Pat Murphy is filling that void. So now you see the elder statements, the funny guy, but also the guy holding you accountable, is no longer the announcer, it's the manager. And if anything, maybe it's made that bond with these players and Murphy even closer, and he's the one who determines if you get in the game tomorrow or not. So
Murphy
is so he's so funny. And you know, Jane, if you walked into the clubhouse, so I could take you to a game, he'd say, "Hi, Jane, nice to see you. What's with the shoes?" You know? at first, you'd like, what is this jerk, right? You know? But then you realize when you see him initiate new reporters, new people in, that's the way he works. Now that means you're in the club. You're part
of it.
Because the next new person comes in, you laugh along with him. That's how clever this guy is.
I personally love Pat Murphy. I know he's in his second year, but it's a breath of fresh air from, you know, nothing against Craig Counsell. He is one of the greatest coaches, and he's got his style, but Pat Murphy's just loving life, and I'm loving that. And I love that he can do the whole be fun, be funny, but also be an actual coach to it too. As well.
Mike Clemens is live in Green Bay for training camp. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We'll touch base again over the weeks and see how things are going up there. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Greg.
Take care. See you later. Stay close. This Shouldn't Be a Thing is on the way under Wear Edition. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can
connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The voices of 86% of Maine voters were silenced July 14th as a federal appeals court found a 2023 ballot initiative limiting political spending by foreign-owned corporations likely violates the Constitution's right to free speech. Question 2 passed with an astounding 86.4% support after foreign corporations flooded Maine with advertising to get voters to approve a hydroelectric transmission corridor from Canada through Maine. The power companies and the Maine media, which benefited from millions in advertising dollars, sued on free speech grounds. Federal rules prohibit campaign contributions by foreign entities in federal elections, but don't address state spending or ballot initiatives. Question 2 prohibited foreign entities or subsidiaries with 5% or more foreign ownership from making contributions to candidates or ballot measures, required disclosure of advertising funding, and mandated disclosure whenever a foreign government attempted to influence an issue in Maine. A 3-judge panel agreed with the lower court's finding that determining whether multinational corporations exceeded 5% foreign ownership would be hard to enforce. It also agreed that the political spending limits would have a chilling effect on the right of corporations to speak out on issues. Another Maine money and politics case was decided July 15th, but this one is headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. More on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here high above State Street in downtown Madison. We got Dom with us here in Madison, Calvin back at Radio Park in Racine, and you can always join us as well at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very quickly, breaking news as we come back on the air this morning. TMZ is reporting that wrestling legend Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71. Reports coming in that medics were dispatched to his home in Clearwater, Florida early today. Operators stating it was regarding a cardiac arrest. There aren't a lot of details available at this time, but our thoughts and prayers for the family of Hulk Hogan, who has now died, apparently, reportedly, at the age of 71. A Daily Beast picked it up. That is the only place I saw it.
There were a couple other radio stations that are breaking the news as well, and as we know more, I'm sure it will be talked about as far as his life and times, and probably the most influential wrestler of the modern
era. And how he changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Changed wrestling. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan gone at the age of 71. Coming up tomorrow, it is Friday. That means it's Free Ticket Friday. So if you don't have the Civic Media app yet, go to wherever you get your apps, download the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. And then tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock with Pat Kreitlow, he will have a keyword for you to text in using the app. Same with us between 9 and 11, mm-hmm. Tom Hartman 11 to 2, Todd Alba 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Each of us will have a keyword for you to text in, and then you're in the running for a four-pack of club-level seats for the July 30th game when the Brewers host the Cubs.
That's right. You know, get comfy in second place, Chicago. That's what I'm saying right now.
That's where you're going to stay.
Yep.
So, download the Civic Media app for Free Ticket Fridays. That is coming up tomorrow. Also, Dan Schaefer will be recombobulating with us for a large portion of the show. Right now, though, it's getting late, Calvin. 10:55. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Associated Press. Charlotte Graham McClay with the byline. The headline reads, "A cat named Leonardo da Vinci doesn't want your affection. He wants to steal your underwear." Wellington, New Zealand, most cat owners dread their pets bringing home dead mice or birds. But for the owners of one cat in Auckland, New Zealand, there is a worse shame: being the accomplice to an unstoppable one-cat crime spree. His prolific laundry pinching from clotheslines and bedrooms in Auckland has turned 15-month-old Leah da Vinci into a local celebrity and earned him his new name, Leonardo da Vinci. He has expensive taste. He doesn't just steal any old underwear.
No, he steals great stuff.
He frequently steals silk boxer shorts, thick men's work socks, preferably with clothespins attached. And in one mortifying case, he stole a $300 New Zealand dollar cashmere sweater.
I feel like you're just asking for it to be stolen if you do that. Leo likes to steal the skivvies.
My daughter was at home sick, and she called me at work saying, "It's bad, Mom. It's bad. This is the worst thing he's brought in so far. It's really bad." Because it was a really beautiful sweater, and I was like, "Oh, can't we keep that?" "No, you can't keep it." She actually went to a neighborhood, what's the one where we rat on our neighbors all the time?
Next door. The next door.
She went to a next door in New Zealand to report all of Leo's stolen goods. Her message in the group chat was, "Are these your undies?"
I got. If you're seeing this, you're in the neighborhood. You check it out. I got the cat burglar here taking all the skivvies, taking all the sweaters.
Unclaimed items, the embarrassed owner took her search for victims wider this month. She put photos of all his stolen stuff on a local Facebook page, along with an apology and her address. People who showed up to claim their belongings included a woman who recognized her pink and purple undies and a boy whose beloved missing sports jersey was easily identifiable because his name was on the back. So, Leo da Vinci.
The cat burglar. Crikey.
Oh.
Absolutely. We've got a cat burglar here, taking undies, taking sweaters. Can't help it. He's cute.
Kind of got to love this. She says, "All our neighbors think he's actually amazing. Some of them are quite put out that he hasn't actually stolen anything of theirs."
That's why I love New Zealand. If this was America, people would be losing their minds right now. They would be calling for justice. They'd be calling for something. But in New Zealand, they're like, "That's fine. Just take it. I've got more in the drawer."
And now they're like, "What's wrong with my underwear? You want my underwear?"
Yeah, excuse me. Pardon me. I buy these $7 for a pack of 12, all right? These are quality undies.
They're silk-like. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and Dom and everyone here in Madison and back at Radio Park in Racine and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch is meeting with longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell in Tallahassee, Florida, as the Trump administration continues to be pressured to release more information on the Epstein case. ABC's Alex Mallon says it's unclear what they're talking about.
The problem is that according to the Justice Department's previous filings and statements made in court, this is a person who is not to be trusted. They have detailed a pattern of lies by Maxwell, and obviously she was convicted of engaging in some of the heinous acts that Epstein was charged for. So I think, you know, there's big questions over whether she says anything in this meeting that can be trusted.
The House Oversight Committee also subpoenaing her. President Trump is visiting the Federal Reserve today after repeatedly insulting Fed Chair Jerome Powell about interest rates. Earlier this week, we learned that Hershey was going to be raising its prices. Now Nestle says its products will cost more, too, because of worsening cocoa and coffee bean crops. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin